storm. We all have storms in our lives. Some are just a light storm. Some are a hurricane. They come to change us. Sometimes they come and we learn from them. And then sometimes they come and try to destroy us. And I have a couple of stories here of storms that were in our lives that I did not see God working at the time. So back in 1991, both me and Steve were working at a company called Food Instrument. And the company wasn't doing well financially. We were 1 week on, 1 week off. And financially for us, it was becoming a burden. So Steve opted to go and look for another job, which he found. It was working at a company in Fettlesburg. Well, recently, one of the salesmen left and went to work for a competitor. Well, when Steve went to give his notice, the boss didn't believe him that he was going to work for this pet company. He was going to work for Pico. And so he told him, let's make today your last day, and I'll just pay you for the 2 weeks coming up. Unbeknownst to me, he did this in the morning. At 4 o'clock on that Friday, I was called into his office, and I was let go. He said it was a permanent layoff. Basically, I was fired because he was mad at Steve. I was confused, angry, didn't know where to go from there. So we left church or left work and went right to church because we knew our pastor was there. And he prayed for us at that time. And that Monday, Steve went with me to the unemployment office. I was not dressed for, I was thinking I'd just go put in a thing and then we'd go on our way. Well, the unemployment office, they said, I think I might have something for you. So they called that company. They wanted me to come in that day for an interview. I said, I'm not dressed for an interview. They didn't care. So I went in. I had a new job by that afternoon. So in the meantime, Steve had commented to the other gentleman that had left, you know, if they ever have an opening there, I'm available now. Well, within that, I think it was within that week, he called the what? The next morning, he had called and said they had an opening for somebody on the Eastern Shore for service. So he got that job, which paid more than where he was at before. And all of this is like a whirlwind. You know, you think the storm's getting ready to take you down, but God's already ahead of you working on it. And the main reason why this happened was because within the next few months, the girl's mother, Steve's ex-wife, she was having medical issues, and the girls needed a stable home. So we talked about it, and with his new job, I was able to quit where I was at and stay home with them. So if Father hadn't already set these things in line, this could have been would not have probably happened, and if it did, it would have been a heavy financial burden. But God had already set in place this ahead of us. But with my old boss, I was still harboring bitterness. You know, yeah, God worked all this out, but I was still bitter towards him about what happened. And I would send him a Christmas card every year, and I still did it even though I didn't want to. But I did it because it was a habit. And there was one night God had told me that you need to cut this off. This is kind of destroying me inside. And this 1 year for Christmas, I wrote in there that I forgave him for that day. And the weight that lifted from me was so great. You know, forgiveness isn't always for the other person. It helps us more so than the other person. And it was just like a light was turned on, I guess. And it was kind of amazing. Then there was another incident. This was back in July. And I'm not sure. Whoops. Wrong line. This happened in, I'm not sure what year, but we had just bought our house. think this was what, early 2000s, I think. And we got a letter from the IRS saying we owed them thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, it was astronomical amount. And the reason was back in 1999, when Steve had filed taxes, he had just beginning to start a new home business with his computers, and it was done wrong. And we didn't realize it at the time until we got the letter. So I was devastated because it's like we just bought our house, and I'm in panic mode. We're going to lose our house. We're going to lose everything we've worked for up until then. And, you know, this storm was brewing heavily and mightily. Again, we go to prayer. The prayer is always great when you're traveling, when you're getting into a storm. And so the storm was raging. I was raging because I had no clue what how this outcome was going to come. But we got put in touch with a tax advocate who worked. He was a Christian. He worked his darndest to help us. And in the end, our thousands and thousands of dollars went down to a manageable amount. And without prayer, I don't know where I would have gone very nuts with this. And then, you know, many times when I thought about the world was crashing down, God pulled us out of the rubble. So when I look back on the things that were happening at the time, you know, I saw no light at the end of the tunnel. It just looked like it was dark and bleak. But, you know, God was there. He was still in the midst of the storm. And he is with you in it. So all we see most times is dark clouds. And, you know, it's like it's just closing in on us. So we should look at the storm as an either an opportunity, as an opportunity for God to show his faithfulness. So instead of wallowing in self-pity, or take on the victim mentality, which I have on many occasions, or give up and allow the storm to destroy us. Because, you know, you look at Florida when Ian came through, the destruction that that storm took out. I mean, there are many times that people don't survive the storm. They give up, and sad to say, they take their own lives because the storm is too great. So we need to remember the one who calmed the storm. You know, there are countless verses of God being there. Some storms we may feel like they're lasting forever. But be assured that God is walking right with you, and he feels your pain and your disappointment. But you're never alone in the storm. There are countless times God is with us, as many times I don't think he was there, but he was. You know, it's hard learning, you know, to take on storms. But, you know, I'm slowly learning to rely on the Father when the storms come up. Because, you know, if we don't rely on him or each other sometimes, they can get us through storms. But you really have to, sometimes I've learned that I have to be careful on who I trust. Because we had a time where I had a minivan that was only used on occasion. And it got to the point where we started using it more often. So, of course, things in it started to break down. Well, we had a ladies' breakfast here one morning, and the van did something. I can't remember what it was. So I was talking about how often this thing's breaking down. And, I mean, I love this lady, and her comment was, "What do you need to repent of?" this is happening. Oh, you've got to repent because this is happening. You know, I don't believe that that's the case. You know, and Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you, and be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous hand." So, you know, I look back over my life and all of the things that we've gone through, all of the storms that have hit us. Father was always there. Whether I saw it or not, he was always there. And this is probably very short. But, yeah, you know, when a storm comes up, the first thing we think about is, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Oh my gosh, you know, how am I going to get through this? But I haven't totally learned it yet, but I am learning to go to Father because he calms the storm. He's always there to calm the storm. And, you know, even though what we see may not be the direction he wants us to go, you know, like with the thing with Food Instrument, with that situation, you know, if I hadn't have left, if Steve hadn't have left, you know, I think Father knows that I am not a quitter when it comes to what I do. And I loved what I do. But when that door closed, well, now my responsibility was to take care of two young girls, you know, which was a challenge. And God had to be with me for that too. But I love them both, although they strayed in different ways. They're starting to come back in line, which, you know, that's prayer. You know, that takes a lot. You know, Stephanie at one point was heartbreaking to me, but she said, "You're more of a mother to me than my own mother." That was kind of heartbreaking, but I guess I was blessed at the same time because I was there for both of them. And, you know, Father doesn't give us more than we can handle. And he knows our strengths, and he knows when we can get through it. And he knows when a storm comes up, he'll let us know who to help us through. Because, you know, I love you ladies. You guys have helped me so much. And, you know, you two and Michelle have been, you know, my rocks when it came to different things. You know, my mom's been there when struggles have come up. You know, it's been, we got to rely on each other, but we also need to rely on Father. So, thank you, people. I bid you adieu. I don't know how to close this out.